Title: Updated. New York City Council approves amendments to salary transparency law. New date for compliance now November 1st, among other changes. Content: Update. Mayor Adams signed it 134 into law on May 12, 2022. It is currently effective. On April 28, 2022, the New York City Council, passed it 134, an amendment to New York City's Salary Transparency Law, the Salary Transparency Law or STL, that finalized a number of significant changes to its requirements. As we previously reported, the Council has been considering it 134 in various forms since March 24, 2022. The original version of INT 134, which provided more significant protections for employers, failed to gain traction. Following discussions with pay equity advocates and the small business community, INT 134's sponsors announced modifications to INT 134 designed to represent a compromise proposal. That version of INT 134 passed and will be effective immediately if signed by Mayor Eric Adams. INT 134 makes a number of important changes to the salary transparency law, which are summarized below. Date for compliance now November 1, 2022. As originally drafted, the Salary Transparency Law amended the New York City Human Rights Law, NYCHRL, to require New York City employers with four or more employees, and at least one who works in New York City, to begin including the minimum and maximum salary range in any internal or external advertisement for a job, promotion, or transfer opportunity on May 15, 2022. INT 134 rolls back that date for compliance to November 1, 2022, giving employers additional time to prepare. Both annual salaries and hourly wages covered the original version of the STL required employers to provide a position's minimum and maximum salary. INT 134 clarifies that employers must articulate the minimum and maximum annual salary or hourly wage, and preserves the STL's requirement that the range must encompass what the employer in good faith believes at the time of the posting it would pay for the advertised job, promotion, or transfer opportunity. Jobs that cannot or will not be performed in NYC excluded from coverage as written, the salary transparency law applied to all job postings created by a covered employer. Pre-amendment guidance issued by the New York City Commission on Human Rights, the commission, stated that the STL applied to positions that can or will be performed, in whole or in part, in New York City, whether from an office, in the field, or remotely from the employee's home, emphasis added. In its original iteration, INT 134 proposed limiting the STL's scope to roles that were not required to be performed in New York and excluded general calls for applications that did not specify a position from coverage, though neither limitation survived. As passed, INT 134 incorporates and modifies the Commission's guidance and expressly excludes from the STL's coverage positions that cannot or will not be performed, at least in part, in the City of New York. As a result, New York City employers do not appear to be required to include salary ranges in postings for positions that will definitively not be performed in New York City, such as office-based roles located outside the five boroughs, for instance. A New York City employer hiring for an in-person role in its satellite office in Chicago would likely not be required to include a pay range in that advertisement. However, advertisements for fully remote positions will be covered, as they could theoretically be filled by an employee who lives in New York City. Likewise, positions that require periodic office attendance but could still possibly be filled by someone who lives in New York City, e.g., largely remote positions that require occasional attendance at an employer's offices for meetings, or hybrid positions that require semi-regular attendance at an office within driving distance of New York City, also appear to be covered. More guidance on the scope of this carve-out is anticipated. Private right of action sharply curtailed. Importantly, INT 134 provides significant protections to employers against needless or opportunistic litigation. The Salary Transparency Law provides a private right of action for persons aggrieved by violations of the law, and originally contained no limitations. As a result, any applicant who encountered a non-compliant job posting could have pursued a claim against the posting employee.